Ask Alex is an easy thing to do. If you've got a question, you can call us at 833-JOE-ALEX, and you can also hit us up, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And Twitter and Instagram, if you want to DM us, give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show, and you could be on the show. Hey, Grant, thank you for calling in today for Ask Alex. What's your question? Maybe we can help you out today.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I got a question about my girlfriend. So basically, she is low-key Instagram famous. She's got about 43,000 followers.
Nice. Dang.
Yep. No, she's doing pretty well there. And she posts like bikini pics all the time.
Okay, so she's one of those people. I get it.
That's where it's from. Yep. Now it's making some sense.
Right. So obviously, then a bunch of like thirsty guys follow her. And one time she was even featured on like Barstool Smoke Show account. So, I mean, that got her like a bunch more followers and everything.
Wow. She must be hot.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah. Absolutely. Gorgeous. So in her Instagram bio, she has a link to her Amazon wish list. And these guys, they buy her things off that all the time. It just automatically sends, like when you do that, it automatically sends to the address of the owner or whatever the owner of the wish list sets. And so I personally think it's kind of annoying and irritating and odd that she always has these random guys that she doesn't know, and obviously I don't know, just buying like a bunch of stuff for her.
So, what's
like,
the problem?
You know, she gets clothes and workout stuff, new shoes, things for the apartment.
Why is that annoying, Grant? Sorry not to cut you off, but why is that so annoying or bother you?
I think I just don't like the fact that all these like other guys that like obviously, you know, these desperate guys that clearly want to get with her are buying her stuff, these strangers, these oddballs. And so that just kind of, it gets to me, it gets under my skin.
But you're with her though, dude. Like, they're not with your girl. Grant, you're with your girl. You just get to reap the benefits. You need to have her. Here's why you should be upset. She sounds like she has nothing on her wish list for you.
That's a good point.
See,
that's
look
a good point.
Now I know what to do.
No, I tend to side with you, Grant, on this. Basically, it just makes you feel uncomfortable that like random dudes are buying her stuff, right?
Right. Thank you. And she actually, of course, tells me that that I shouldn't be jealous and it's not a big deal. And I should just be happy that I don't have to spend more money on her.
Now, I understand if you're upset and jealous that all these thirsty guys are double tapping your girl's booty because she's posting those photos. That's one issue. But if you're just upset that they're sending her things, well, then you need to get over that.
You know,
I don't see what the problem is. Nobody's getting hurt. She's not cheating on this guy, Alex. What's the big deal?
Because when I hear this, it sounds to me almost like she's a user. And that worries
me for
Grant, because she knows how to manipulate, use her body and stuff to, like, you know, thirst trap all these guys into spending money on her and stuff. And I mean, what's to say that she's not doing that in real life as well? Like, you know, getting these guys, you know, getting other guys in real life to spend money on her or dote on her or whatever.
But this is what women do in general, though. Women always like do whatever to get something.
If your significant other was Instagram famous and they were using their followers to buy them things like Grant's girlfriend is doing, would you care? 833-JOE-ALEX. Call us, 833-JOE-ALEX.
All right, Grant. Listen, dude, I think you're totally blowing this up over nothing.
Posting Instagram pictures is whatever. Like, obviously, lots of people like your photos. That's one thing. But then the extra mile of, like, communication with that, sending the notes, sending you gifts, that, to me, takes it to another level where it almost makes me feel like, you know, she treats your relationship like she's in a relationship with all these people at once.
I think she's just trying to get something for free, which is not uncommon. Girls at the bar all the time. Like, would you have a problem, Grant, if your girl, like, was looking good and got a free drink at the bar?
I guess I get that it would depend upon how she reacted to it, you know? Like,
well, she's not going to go home with the dude. If she does, then for sure, I can see why you're upset. But like, if my wife, Lindsay, is getting hit on, or if she was a bikini model, oh my God, please get that wish list taken care of so we don't have to buy it and save money. You should be thankful that you don't got to pay for all that.
Right. I mean, that's fair. But I feel like that's also part of like what I want to do as her boyfriend is I want to buy her stuff and I want to get her stuff.
I think it's natural for a man to want to feel like he is the main provider or protector of a girl, and this girl has all these other guys. It almost makes him feel like, why does she even need me? And I totally get that. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
I would just feel like, man, those guys are suckers. They're taking care of everything for me. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, what do you think? Is Grant, you know, have a good point here that his girl's getting all these gifts sent to her?
I think he does. I think it's unacceptable to invite people into your relationship like that, whether it's on social media or in real life. And who knows, maybe one day the social media won't be enough and it'll transfer into her actual real life. I don't know. I wouldn't like if my husband was doing that. I think it's inappropriate.
But what if you were getting gifts, though, in exchange for it? Would you have a problem with that?
Hey, I'm not jealous, or I am jealous that she's getting all these gifts for free, but as far as a relationship goes, when you're in a relationship, I think that's inappropriate. I think if she was single and she was using her body to get all these things, then hey, go for it. But when you're in a relationship, if your significant other isn't okay with it, then you should care that they are okay with it and stop doing that.
Okay. Hey, thank you for the call. But Grant, did you or did you not know when you started dating your girlfriend that she was already getting these gifts and she had like an Instagram account where it was pretty much bikini pics?
Well, I mean, I knew, but at that point it wasn't that popular. Like she only had like a couple of thousand followers, but it built up a lot of steam. And then she added the Amazon wish list. And it just kind of, like, in my opinion, got out of hand. I think actually Jessica brought up a good point. Like a big part of this is she doesn't seem to care that much about my feelings here.
I think that's a red flag. I think you need to sit down and talk to her about this and be like, look, it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. And see what she says. Maybe she'll say, oh my gosh, I had no idea, and just deletes the Instagram wish list out of her, or the Amazon wish list out of her Instagram bio. But if she does it or refuses or gets super defensive and stuff, then I would say that's kind of weird.
Scott's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Scott, you're also on with Grant, whose girlfriend apparently looks amazing in a bikini.
All right.
What did you want to say?
I wanted to say that my girlfriend does kind of a similar thing, not as many followers. She gets random gifts from people, which is perfectly acceptable as long as, you know, her reaction isn't falling into it. She's not hiding anything. Then that's where the trust factor is lost. But if she's being open about it, then there's no harm, no foul. She's not cheating. She's just accepting gifts, and it's money saved at the end of the day.
Scott, what kind of gifts is she getting?
She's just getting things from her Amazon wish list of, like, cooking supplies, cards for extra money, for gas.
Where does she have this wish list up so that people can buy her stuff?
It's on Amazon. She leaves a link to it on her Instagram.
Who are these people that just go on Amazon and then they look for wish list and just buy like strangers things? Because like, if that's what's going on, like, then I might as well do that.
Yeah, Alex is like, I want chicken nuggets, and then I'd like some chicken nuggets. And
can I make a Chick-fil-A wish list? Just give me the whole freaking menu, please.
Yeah, come on, Alex. You got to get up there. Hey, can you hang on? I just want to know. We won't say it on the air, but I want to see what your girl looks like her Instagram page. Can you hang on so we can get that?
What's your girl look like?
My wife, Lindsay, you can see it. You just got to go on to mine. Mine's Joe Pesh Radio. She's on a bikini, though, but I just want to see what your girl looks like if people are sending her stuff. She must be hot.
She's all right.
Oh, my God.
No, she's perfectly. She's beautiful.
All right, well, hang on. I want to find out. We won't tell everybody like listening, but Pork Chop, go pick him up. I want to find out and see what it actually looks like. Maybe we can send her a nice little Amazon gift.
Okay.
All right, well, sorry, Grant, to get all off track right there, but did that help you at all today for Ask Alex?
You know, it actually did help a lot because I think, like, I've broached the subject, but I haven't really pressed at all. And I think clearly we need to talk about this.
I do too. So. Grant, good luck. I hope everything works out for the best. We wish the best for you.
Pork Chop, seriously, go get that guy on the phone. I want to find out what his girl's Instagram is to see if she's hot or not.
Oh, my gosh.
Please. If he's not there, I'm going to be ticked off. All right. Well, that's Ask Alex. If you want to be on the show, get some advice answered, all you got to do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com.